Welcome to Inside Education, the weekly slot on 103.2 Dublin City FM that brings you the best from the world of education from an Irish perspective. I'm Sean Delaney, and you can listen to or download hundreds of podcasts of previous editions of Inside Education from seandelaney.com/podcasts. Earlier this month, a respected mathematics educator from Japan who works in the United States visited Ireland to talk about the teaching of mathematics. Professor Akihiko Takahashi is an associate professor of mathematics education at DePaul University in the United States and is also a professor in Tokyo, Japan. He started his teaching career in Japan and he used lesson study as a way to improve his teaching of mathematics during this time. Today, he talks about how teachers around the world can use lesson study to improve their teaching. He addressed the Maths Counts 2017 event in Maynooth and was a guest of the UCD Japan Group in University College Dublin, where he spoke about teaching through problem solving. Following this talk, I met up with Professor Akihiko Takahashi. When he addressed the UCD Japan Group, he began by asking, why teach mathematics? And when we spoke, I began by asking him the same question, why teach mathematics?
Well, I like mathematics, but I do not like school mathematics. So the reason why, when I was grow up, the teacher simply tell me what you should remember. However, I have my own approach, but I do not see how my own approach is related to the formal mathematics. And that's why that I did not like school mathematics. So the reason why I become a teacher is because I want to help students to see their informal approach from informal approach to connection to the formal mathematics. So the relationship with informal and formal mathematics is the reason why I become a teacher. So I want to help students to see the connection between their own idea and then formal mathematics.
And building on that, you described three levels of teaching. So what are those levels?
The level one, teacher can tell student what important mathematics. And level two teachers is not just only talked about what important, but also helping student understand them. So for example, level one teacher teach how to calculate, how to do this algorithm for multiplication, but they do not talk about why. And the level two teacher can explain how this algorithm works and then why this is important.
So the first one is focusing on memory, the second one is focusing on explanation.
Understanding. In order to help students to understand mathematics, you need to have a special set of knowledge for teaching. So why this the algorithm works, and which is not necessary for people outside of education. The special set is important. We call pedagogical content knowledge. However, just having a pedagogical content knowledge, which means level two teaching, is not enough to be an effective mathematics teacher. The level three is an ideal teacher, because teacher do not necessarily tell student how it works, what is important, but encourage students to solve this problem by themselves and then learn from that. And then we encourage students to rediscover this important mathematics by themselves. That helps students be a good problem solver. So the level one, level two, teacher teach mathematics to the student. But level three is not necessary for teachers to teach mathematics to the student. However, teachers encourage students to discover this one. In order to do so, teachers should focus on designing good lesson so that the student can learn by themselves. So that level one, level two, you can watch video or internet. But level three, teacher has to be in the classroom to work with students to help them to understand mathematics by themselves.
One of the other things you said about problem solving is that how to use your prior learning is key to success in problem solving. Could you say a little bit more about how children who might maybe find it hard to draw on their prior knowledge, how can they do that in order to to solve a problem because they don't necessarily know what knowledge they need when they're trying to solve the problem.
Yes, the problem solving means the tasks that the student have never seen before. And if you give the problem is too difficult for student, student give up. If this is too easy, they do not work hard. So the right amount of challengingness is so important. That should be important the skill for teachers to design a lesson. You need to understand the student learning progression so that the problem is right amount of challengingness. Second important thing is you need to trust your student. My student can do that. If you do not believe your student, teacher often say, oh, this is too difficult, my student do not understand, that's why I have to tell them. But based on the trust of your student and then give them opportunity, it's quite important. And third important thing is you need to design a lesson or a task so that the student become interested or motivated to attack this problem. And then if that task is motivated enough, they will overcome this challenge and then they can learn. So the designing lesson is so crucial to support the student become an independent problem solver.
What is lesson study?
Lesson study is a supporting structure for teachers to improve teaching and learning, to become a better teacher. That helps teachers to learn subject area, a subject and curriculum deeper, and then be able to implement these ideas into actual classroom. And then the lesson study asking other teachers to observe their lesson to see how the lesson impacts student learning. If the student learn much, you could say where is coming from? Where is success coming from? If the student do not learn much, what's the problem we have? So by going through this approach, you should be able to carefully examine their teaching practice and then reflect upon based on the student learning. So it's an entire mechanism for teachers to collaborate to improve their teaching and learning.
So is it true to say then that what it's doing is it's linking the education of teachers with student learning?
Yes. Traditionally, what teachers do for student is emphasized. However, what teacher doing itself is not so important if you do not see student learning. The purpose of teaching is to student learn something new. If student does not learn much, even like a teacher teach beautifully, it doesn't mean anything. So therefore, like looking at the student learning, and then especially student learning process, to reflect upon the teaching, what caused the, is that coming from curriculum? Is that coming from teachers questioning? Is that coming from design of the lesson? Is that coming from manipulatives? So there's all these factors come to student learning. So without observing the classroom, it's very difficult to see what is a good practice look like.
And how does lesson study happen in Japan?
Well, the history of lesson study began in early implementation of Japanese public education system, which is more than 100 years ago. It's interesting. The original idea of lesson study is coming from the United States. The book talks about the using live classroom as a place for teachers to learn. And then in early 1900, the Japanese public schools started using this idea nationwide. And over the 100 years, the shift has been different. However, the using a classroom as a central focus of teacher professional development has not been changed.
Do all teachers in Japan experience lesson study, or is it something that they choose to do?
Basically, teachers are expected to open their classroom to other teachers to have some discussion. This is a kind of basic expectation, especially for elementary school and then middle school. But high school, it's not so common. There are some problems. However, the expectation, like a teacher, you know, that if you are a teacher, you have to do the lesson study. That is a kind of basic assumption.
And supposing you're a teacher in primary school, when does it happen? Because if you go in to observe your peers teaching, you have your children to look after at the same time. So how does it work from a practical point of view?
Well, the typical form is usually the Japanese school every Wednesday do not have a class. But the teacher's work time is continue until about 5 p.m. So in that day, asking one classroom to stay longer, which parents always pleased to do that. And then other teachers can observe the lesson. That is a typical form of school-wide lesson study.
And so one teacher teaches a special lesson. Do all of the other teachers take part in planning that lesson?
Usually the same grade level teachers. So like if you are a sixth grade teacher, all the sixth grade teachers is a team to support this planning. So the planning is kind of collaborative. It's not like a single teacher. However, there are several different forms of lesson study. It's a variety of form in Japan. Sometimes a single teacher design the lesson and other teachers just observe. However, most typical form is a group of teachers work together to address their common issue and to design lesson.
One of the problems with observing a classroom is that the teacher might speak out loud and clearly, but sometimes it's difficult to hear the children speaking. How does that happen if you have multiple teachers observing a lesson?
Well, that's the teacher's skill. Even though you teach by yourself, some students speak very soft, but the teacher should be able to understand what the student's thinking. So the teacher's observation skill is quite important. Even students do not speak loud, but you should be able to read what students are thinking by facial expression or note-taking. So the teacher's observation skill is quite important.
And are the children distracted by the presence of other teachers observing a lesson?
Believe or not, it doesn't. If the lesson is interesting enough, they tend to ignore what they're observing. They forget. Even 100 teachers observing lesson in a big gymnasium, students tend to forget all these observers.
When I've come across lesson study, it's often been associated with mathematics. Is it associated with other subjects in Japan?
Yes. Every single subject, there is a lesson study. And then even how to, you know, the PE or the physical education or social study, or sometimes even lunch. How you serve lunch, you have a lesson study.
How does that work? I don't understand that.
Well, the Japanese public education, lunch is also considered as an opportunity for teaching. Healthy food or eating manners or how you help each other to serving. The school lunch is usually, they take a lunch in their own classroom. And then some student serve for their other student, and then some student waited. So there is some, all this collaboration happening. So how you nurture student be able to serve lunch appropriately, or how to educate student to have a healthy food, that can be a topic of lesson study.
And if we go back to, say, a mathematics lesson, how does the teacher at the end of the lesson decide whether or not the children have learned in that lesson?
Well, it's based on their observation. For example, some students learn a lot from the lesson. However, you know, as you know, the Japanese classroom, it's all this, you know, the variety of student in the classroom. There is no tracking. So, you know, some students learn a lot.
So that's mixed ability.
The mixability, yes. Some students learn a lot. Some students are not. So how this happened, that's a discussion. And then believe or not, there is no perfect lesson. Always room to improve. So what is the most important things to improve is always a discussion.
And is it difficult for a teacher to receive feedback from several peers about what could be done to improve the lesson?
You know, we are not talking about teacher. We are talking about teaching. So how you teach is based on the design of lesson. Of course, teacher's personality may affect to the student learning. However, the most important thing is how you design a lesson to have the impact on student learning. So therefore, the lesson planning is quite important. So you want to collaborate. And then also, teachers need to share that the notion that the teaching is not easy. Teaching is not coming from teacher's ability. Teacher need to put the effort to improve teaching. So therefore, how you improve is quite important. Therefore, not teacher, teaching is the focus of discussion.
And even though the focus is on the teaching rather than the teacher, still you must find sometimes maybe that a teacher can feel a little bit overwhelmed or that they've been criticized when they receive a lot of feedback on their teaching.
Well, typically, all the teachers, they're going to teach eventually in front of their colleagues. This time, this is my turn to teach in front of our colleagues. But next time, somebody else is going to teach. So if you are too harsh to other teachers, it's kind of scary for them to teach. So like a collaboration is we are working together to improve as a community, not just I critiquing you, I critiquing you kind of things. So like the lesson study is based on the teachers as a community of learners. So therefore, they of course, there are sometimes very critical things might be said by the teachers, but they appreciate. This is interesting, the voice from novice teachers. There was a very tough post-lesson discussion. And then I brought American educators to observe this lesson. And American educators was so difficult to hear these critiques. And then after the research lesson, they asked teachers, do you feel you are intimidated by this kind of criticism? But he said, well, I appreciate because they want me to grow. That's why they told me these tough things. If they are not, I will not be able to improve. And then that eventually hurt my student.
Is lesson study only used by practicing teachers or is it used at all by pre-service teachers?
The basics of lesson study are introduced in student teaching. In the US, typically, the purpose of student teaching is getting used to be a teacher. That is the US belief. But the Japanese belief is not, because you will not be able to get used to it only a short term. However, we can help you to build up basics to be an effective teacher, which is a skill for critiquing, skill for improving, skill for reflect. And so the basic of lesson study is introducing student teaching years.
So it's almost like as if you are trying to create a culture of teaching in the pre-service teacher education course.
Yes, kind of initiation to be a professional teacher.
And part of that is being open to taking feedback, which may be critical.
Yes. So in national university, there are student teaching. They have two sets of student teaching. The first set is student, the third year of their four-year program. And that particular the student teaching, the student are assigned in one classroom with five or six student teachers are assigned in one classroom, which is one cooperating teachers. So these five, six student teachers are expected to work collaboratively to plan a lesson together. And then each lesson, alternatively, each student teach it. So then each time you have a post-lesson discussion, and cooperating teacher is guide them to discuss how to improve this lesson. Based on the discussion, the student teachers who teach the next lesson, who is going to incorporate all these reflection or this discussion to improve next lesson. So the kind of, you know, alternatively you teach this lesson. That helps teachers to observe lesson and critique and then improve this lesson, you know, by using 3 weeks.
And building on their peers' experiences and knowledge.
Yes. Being a teacher is a collaboration is the foundation to being an effective teacher.
Is videoing the lessons an essential part of lesson study?
Well, of course, you know, that you can take a video. However, we need to understand that, you know, that when you see the video, what captures in the video is already biased by videographer's eye. If you, the videographer's eye is very good, you can capture various things. However, often the video is capture only what teacher do. However, we are interested in how students receive it. And then using even one camera or two cameras, you cannot capture all the student activities. But if you're in a live classroom, you can choose which student you're going to focus. That decision is so important. And then bring multiple ways to look at the lesson. So you could say the video is like the watching a football by using TV. But if you're crazy about your football fan, you want to go to the stadium so that you could choose what you want to see it. That's a subtle difference between watching football in the TV and then watching go to the stadium.
But then there are some things that you can see more clearly by watching it on TV, and you can see the replays.
Well, if you are not crazy about football, if you just go to the stadium and have some beers, if you are not have a good eyes to observe classroom, you may not be able to learn much. So therefore, like a student teaching, the cooperating teachers really push the student what you are looking for. So the eye, developing eye to observe classroom is one of the important skill. And then if you do not have such kind of skill, when you teach by yourself, you cannot observe student. So therefore, teachers, you know, typically the teacher do whatever you want and then without thinking about how students receive it. But if you develop a good eyes, always you need to monitor what student learning from the lesson.
Very often when lesson study is referred to, it's referred to as Japanese lesson study. And that's why I was a little bit surprised when you said at the start of our conversation that it actually originated in the United States. But one of the things is that the Japanese are very good at learning from other cultures. Can you describe that process, how they look at what happens elsewhere and learn from it?
Well, in Japanese, the typical learning style is called shu, ha, ri. These three major steps. Shu means you could exactly following what people are doing. And then if you imitate perfectly, you can understand why people are doing this one. So once you learn from the form, and then you're going to learn about the heart of the form. And then once you understand the heart of the form, now you can break this form. This is called ha. And then, you know, once you coming up breaking this form, and then eventually you depart from the form, and then you could create your own style. So these three steps is quite important in learning in Japan. So therefore, when you find a very interesting approach in other countries, Japanese do not modify at that moment. You try to, you know, copy exactly the same until you really understand the mechanism of this form. And once you learn from that, you could modify this one. But unfortunately, some other cultures, they are not patient enough to copy exactly the same. All of a sudden you start learn and then modify it. That makes it very difficult to see the heart of these activities. So therefore, like when you see the lesson study in other countries, Japanese was, which is 100 years ago, they carefully learn from the form. And then over the 100 years, they come up their own style. So that patience is so important in Japanese culture.
Do you believe that teachers are born or made?
I think that to become effective teachers, that require a lifelong learners. anybody can be a teacher if they are interested in supporting student. However, you need to work continuously by reflecting their teaching, then put some effort so that student can learn. So the teacher is not born to be a teacher. Japanese believe that you know, everything, any profession, you need effort. In any profession, effort is important than talent.
But doesn't our society, and I'm talking about Ireland here, almost give the opposite message by giving a teacher on their first day as much responsibility as a teacher who has been teaching for 40 years? They still have to educate the children in their class for a year, like the very experienced teacher has to do.
Well, think about it. If you experience lesson study, you start seeing there is no perfect lesson. If you have a 20 student, 30 student, you cannot help all 30 student in everyday lesson. Sometimes some student do not learn. Sometimes other student do not learn. And then you need to reflect how this happened. So if you see that there is no perfect lesson, you need to continue your effort so that you could be a more effective teacher. So if you do not carefully looking at the student learning in every day, you may think you are a perfect teacher, but believe it or not, it doesn't happen. So that teaching is not easy. So when teaching is not easy, what you're going to do? You need to put the effort every day so that you could be gradually better. And Japanese teacher do not believe there is a master teacher. If you master, you can quit. The master is something you need to accomplish after 40 years of teaching. And in fact, the Japanese teacher, think about it, even 10 years of experience of teachers is still novice. You begin to understand how teaching is difficult.
After 10 years.
Yes.
A sobering thought there about mastering teaching from Professor Akihiko Takahashi, bringing this week's Inside Education to a close. If you like what you heard today, please tell your friends about the programme by sharing links to it on social media. You can listen to or download podcasts of 280 plus previous Inside Education programmes on seandelaney.com/podcasts. You can get in touch with me by emailing feedback or suggestions to insideeducation@dublincityfm.ie. Until the same time next week, this is Sean Delaney signing off. Thank you for listening.